Since it is Wednesday, that means it is time for our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, fire prevention, and you can include forest management in that, and domestic abuse, why people stay in abusive relationships. Join us at 800-838-3760 around the region in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. The heartbreaking news from Weed, when you think about it, was just a question of when and where. We all but knew there would be houses lost in a fire again this year. All the time firefighters spent keeping flames away from homes in the Happy Camp complex was quickly forgotten when a brand new fire swept through the north side of Weed. The brisk winds blew the embers around, and the fire destroyed more than 100 homes and part of Weed Elementary School and two churches and part of the equipment at the Roseburg Forest Products Mill. We can't change nature, at least not in a hurry, but we can change how we prepare ourselves, our wildlands, and our homes for fires. The question for you, what is required now? And if we're going to have many more summers like this one, hot, dry, and long, what else might we do to brace for the inevitable fires? Let's hear your thoughts on Vents Day, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two is domestic abuse, a topic spurred by the case of Ray Rice, the suspended NFL player. He admitted punching his then-fiancée and knocking her unconscious. It happened months ago. Ray Rice and Janae Palmer married since that time, and many people are asking why she not only stayed with him but went through with the wedding. The hashtag Why I Stayed and the companion hashtag Why I Left, those are all over social media right now, with many women explaining why they stayed in relationships in which they were abused and in many cases ultimately left anyway. In your mind, is it automatic? Abuse equals departure? If not, what are the steps any person in an abusive relationship should be taking? And what are your thoughts on the specifics of Janae Palmer staying with Ray Rice? Let's go to Paul in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. First of all, fires. We need to put money into fuels reduction. Just like putting money into insulation is much better than putting money into high-tech energy generation in a house, fuels reduction is a preventative. I think would go a long ways towards eliminating these kinds of situations. Obviously, climate change, all of those sorts of things. There's a lot of large-scale issues that can come into play also, but fuels reduction in its various forms, prescribed burns, manual fuels reduction, things like that, but have an enforcement arm that goes out and makes sure that the people that are doing the fuels reduction are not considering 42-inch diameter trees to be undergrowth that needs to be removed.
That was a question I had here, was when we talk about fuels reduction, it can be very different things for different people.
Absolutely. You got to get the understory out of there. You got to get the dead wood out that's on the ground where it's safe to do prescribed burns, and I think that's great. Where it needs to be more manually done manually, then by golly, we've got lots of people that need work, and it's a matter of having the money and the will to do it. Domestic violence. There is no excuse for violence. I used to blow people up for a living. I still use institutional violence in my job as a last resort. When you have two people who are in a situation with domestic violence involved, it either requires intervention or separation. Nothing else is going to change that, and it generally escalates.
Institutional violence in my job. You certainly got my ear there.
Yeah, well, sometime call me after the show. The long and the short of it, the long and the short of it is, even that I find to be an anathema. If you are a victim of violence, either get intervention or get out. It will get worse, whether it's psychological, whether it's physical, whether it's financial violence. There is no excuse for that in a caring, loving relationship.
All right. Thanks for that, Paul. Very much appreciated. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your calls on fire prevention, what else we could be doing. And you certainly have to look at fires anew with the fire that scorched more than 100, well, burned down more than 100 homes in the city of Weed and damaged a number of other buildings in the town as well. You know, I must admit, I was looking at the trees in my neighborhood very differently and trying to think about separation from the houses and what would happen if a fire got into the crowns in our neighborhood. All these things you think about differently. What are your thoughts about fire prevention? Things we could be doing that we're not doing right now about fire prevention. That's one topic on this Vents Day. The other topic, domestic abuse, coming out of the Ray Rice, Janae Palmer situation. And should the woman leave? I mean, the whole social media has just been burning up for a couple of days with these hashtags. Hashtag why I stayed, hashtag why I left. And I can read you some of those as we go along here. What are your thoughts, though? In an abusive relationship, is it just automatic that the abused partner must leave and must leave right away? Join us on The Exchange, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Bill in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, thanks for having me. I could not agree more with your previous caller about how to manage the forest. I'm coming at another angle as far as the forest problem. I am very frustrated with seeing these rich people, you know, everybody's and the county's wanting money. They give out permits like crazy to let people move out into the non-urban areas and eat up our good valley floors to where we could grow our food. They're taking our super good soil to put housing developments on to get past our urban boundaries and also moving into our forest. And it's a poor middle class working people in the cities that are paying all the high taxes to help pay for their fire prevention. I think if somebody's going to live in a forest, they should have to pay more taxes for their prevention. And also, they should, any house that builds outside of an urban renewal, I don't care if it's in a forest area or whatever, instead of the county's just trying to get as much money as they can with building permits, they should be required to build platinum energy efficient houses where, you know, there's an advantage to the, you know, they have to pay some dues for the beauty of the place to help them pay for it by saving the environment and using less energy. And that's my, and also the same thing goes as far as coastal development. The counties are letting people build out on sandbars and, you know, right off on cliffs. And then they expect the federal government and the state to build all the, you know, to take care of their properties or build fancy beach protections to protect their properties, you know, and it's ridiculous. I think they should have, the county should have more restrictions to build on bare sand. It'll wash away.
All right, so if you want to live out in a place in the country, you really should be paying the true costs of it all.
Right, not going on, and we can't even keep our schools open. They're closing down a jail in one of the Oregon counties down south there, and, you know, I can't keep our schools open because we're, you know, we got all these other expenses for the filthy rich, so make them pay their dues.
All right, Bill, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ann in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. We're talking about proper and other alternative forms of fire prevention we haven't thought about, and also about domestic violence, whether the partner should stay.
Well, the partner should leave. I left a sporadically violent marriage in 1972 after 10 years. And why did I stay? Well, first of all, I never thought of myself as someone who was going to be divorced. Secondly, the violence was sporadic. Third, it just appeared to me to be so stupid. Why would somebody, an intelligent person, do something that's so stupid? And so it took me all those years to finally see that it was escalating, and that, you know, even though I'd spent 5 years trying to get him to go to a psychiatrist, the morning after I left, he gets on the phone and calls our family doctor and gets a referral. These people are not going to change unless you leave them. And the patriarchal attitudes that somehow it's, you know, women provoking, whether it's domestic abuse or rape, you know, that's another thing that, you know, keeps women thinking, well, you know, what did I do to start this? You know, I did that early in the process. I thought, oh, if I, you know, just don't talk back, if I, you know, do everything the way he wants it done, blah, 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 then he won't have these violent explosions. You know,
ultimately, you're being yourself, and that's all it took to trigger the other person.
Well, I mean, you know, that, you know, I spent all those years walking on eggs. It didn't do any good. And so, anyway, just leave. After the first episode, leave, because he has got the idea that it's a belief system, that he has the right to be completely in control, and that he has the right to blow up and explode if he doesn't get his, if he doesn't think he's getting his way in every situation, and the you can't change that belief system. Just get out.
All right, Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. That was unexpected and profound as well. That's we're talking about domestic violence, whether the partner should leave, as has not happened in the Ray Rice, Janae Palmer situation. They are now married months after he cold cocked her in an elevator and dragged her out. This is the video stuff that went all across the NFL and got him suspended for indefinitely from the NFL. That's one of our topics about domestic violence and whether the abused should leave the abuser in every case. The other topic is about fire prevention in the wake of what happened in Weed this week, whether we're doing everything we can, and if not, what else should we be doing? 800-838-3760 around the listening area in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jacob in Springfield. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Fire needs three things: air, fuel, and a source of ignition, whether in your car engine or in your fireplace or in a forest fire. Now, every week, billions of packs of cigarettes are being sold. Each pack of cigarettes is 20 cigarettes per pack. And I would guarantee you that 99% of them, the cigarette butts, when they're done, when they're consumed, they're flipped. They're disposed of by flicking of the finger. And you see this all the time on the roads, especially at night. You see a lit cigarette bouncing on the pavement.
It amazes me to this
day. The owners aren't extinguishing the cigarettes, and they're also littering, you know, public highways and byways. And by far, the majority of man-caused fires are roadside fires predominantly caused by cigarettes. And I would say one of the costs of cigarettes are forest fires, and I think that should be taken into the cost of cigarette tax. And I think, like New York, a pack of cigarettes should be over $10 per pack.
All right. Thanks for that, Jacob. Appreciate it. We're talking about fire prevention and domestic violence as our two topics on this Vince Day segment. It's your chance to vent your spleen politely on these topics. Basically, what are we doing in fire prevention, right? What else could we be doing? What might prevent something like what happened in Weed this week? Join us with your thoughts on that or your thoughts on domestic violence and abusive relationships. And should the person who is abused always leave? Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. Jacob's response triggers some thoughts here about the fact that the two major fires in the last few days, the Bowles Fire, which is the one that took out more than 100 houses in Weed, don't know the cause for that yet. The Onion Mountain Fire, which at last report was somewhere north of 3,000 acres burning west of Grants Pass, but not particularly close to any houses. The causes for these, as yet, unknown. Don't know what would have caused these fires. Certainly was no lightning in the area at the time, which started some of this summer's other fires, but not in the case of the Bowles and Onion Mountain fires. So very curious to hear whether that was caused by cigarettes or dragging car chains or, you know, even static electricity at this point. It's just amazing when you pick up the vegetation in your backyard if you live in some of these valleys, and it just crumbles in your hands if it hasn't been watered. It is just that dry out there. Let's take another call. Here's Mike in Eagle Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Much has been made with regard to the event of the football player beating up his girlfriend in the elevator, of the fact that athletes are role models for particularly young men growing up. And I would offer the observation that very few young men will grow up to be professional football players. Most will grow up to have romantic relationships with young women. And so to the extent that that the stereotype of athletes being role models is true, the fact that she chose to not only stay with him, but marry him, sends a stronger message to young men than anything that the NFL does with regard to disciplining.
Really? So what you're saying is she's sending a really bad message by staying with him and marrying him.
Well, I don't want to blame her, and nobody deserves what happened to her in that elevator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much a fact that she's sending a bad message, but that's not the only incident of this kind of thing happening. You know, much of the country music industry is made on the fact of people's being mean to their lovers, and in a lot of pop music as well. So it's a fact of life in America and in other societies. I think we need to know how to address that when we see that kind of thing. I mean, you see it on the playground from the time little boys and little girls start flirting with each other. You know, the
a lot of pushing and shoving.
Yeah, shoves a little girl into the snowbank. He's the one that she ends up laughing and sitting with at lunch. You know, so not so much on a physical basis, but I think in terms of mental abuse, often it works the other way. You know, that we all seem to have an attraction for those who treat us badly, and I think we need to have a discussion on that aspect of it.
All right, Mike, thanks for the thoughtful comments. Very much appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics this week, fire prevention, what else we could and should be doing, and domestic abuse and partners who stay or leave. What's the appropriate move there? 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Lauren in Phoenix. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. Anyway, one thing I want to bring up, it kind of made me insane hearing about this football player case as if, well, he's bringing the game into his personal life. I thought that a man hit a woman every 18 seconds in the United States. I was confirmed wrong yesterday. It is every 9 seconds. This means all kinds of men, not just professional athletes. Every 9 seconds means that while we are talking right now, a man is hitting a woman somewhere in this country. There are many reasons that women stay. I used to really get angry that a woman would stay until I started to understand some of the things that your other caller said, Anne. Besides that it can come in waves, it probably doesn't come till later on in the relationship. But something else we don't look at is that women are the poorest class in terms of any type of group in this country, and also the most subject to male violence. So often they don't have anywhere to go, or if they do, it's somewhere that would be maybe just as bad or worse, like a shelter, especially if you have children. And often the home that the woman is living in with a man, if he's a husband, you know, it may be the only home that she has. So there are so many reasons, besides that we socialize women to stay. And then on top of this, then we blame the woman for staying as if, well, you really wanted that kind of violence. And the only other thing I wanted to bring up is that before the backlash against feminism in the 1980s, we used to call this what it really is, which isn't partners abusing each other, because the majority of it comes from men to women. So we used to call it wife beating, which I think makes a lot more sense. And the statistics haven't gotten better. In fact, with the Internet, the statistics of male and female violence in terms of beating and abuse and rape and murder, men, women, murder at least 4 women every day in this country, they've gotten worse. So I think a discussion is not enough. We need an entire overhaul.
All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Lauren. Very much appreciate it. Every 9 seconds, is that what you said?
FBI statistic.
All right. Thanks for that, Lauren, again, very much. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about domestic violence, what the proper approach is for the partners in the relationship. And obviously, this is spurred on by Janae Palmer and Ray Rice and the hashtag Why I Stayed, the hashtag Why I Left, both of those making big rounds on social media this week. Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. There is another topic, fire prevention. What else can we do in a world in which we get high temperatures and low humidities and high winds to prepare for fires, to prevent something like what happened in Weed this week, where more than 100 homes were destroyed? Your thoughts are welcome on that as well. Meantime, let's go to Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Say, one of the things that irritated me about this Ray Rice deal is that the sanctimonious stance of the press.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were complete buffoons.
We're talking opinion media or the actual just delivery of the facts?
Well, right? I was watching Wolf Blitzer on
CNN.
CNN on his show, and he had the sports reporter on there. I mean, he had two sports reporters, and they were really, you know, I thought they were just trying to make hay out of a really bad situation. And I thought the whole press handled the whole thing like, whoopee, we got somebody to pile on here. Let's go for it.
Which is not unusual, I think, in media coverage. It seems like when, I think it's been pointed out many times that we love to put people up on pedestals and then tear them down from them once they're up there. Not justified in this case, you don't think?
Well, I just think that it's amusing, well, not amusing, that it happens to be two black people, a black man and a black woman, and a black woman who wasn't even married to the guy, and they were out partying. And who knows what precipitated the whole thing. But at any rate, she got the short end of the stick. One thing for sure, if that would have been a man, another man, and he would have spit on Ray Rice and Ray Rice would have hit him, nobody would have cared. So I think there's a little double standard there. I just think the whole thing is a... I think it doesn't do justice to what the last lady was talking about, and the fact that we have a national crisis on here, and we just turned it into a circus because of a black football player who's a superstar, and his girlfriend that he'd had since he was a teenager, he'd probably beat her up before.
But the fact that we're talking about it at all certainly sheds light on a situation that does need to be discussed, right?
Yeah, but we talk about it all the time. Nothing changes.
Huh. All right, thanks.
It's just endless talking. I mean, it's a hobby with America.
Talking and not doing something? Is that the point?
It does nothing about anything.
All right, thanks for that, Dennis. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Domestic violence and fire prevention, our topics. Still got time to join us at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. We have an email here from Mike in Medford. He says about fire prevention, he says, the scary thing is, I'm not sure there is prevention. As our local climate gets hotter and drier, I could see this place looking more like the Los Angeles area in a few decades. And I should point out, it hit 100 in Los Angeles this week. Mike continues, the only solution might be climate fighting options, but that takes more than a regional effort. So that from Mike in Medford about the fire prevention stuff. I wanted to read just some of the stuff that came in with the hashtag why I stayed and why I left on social media. The Miami Herald editorial page compiled some of these. One writer here on why I stayed, he told me no one will ever love you like I do. Why I left, I realized that no one ever should love me like he did. Another one, why I stayed, he told me it was my fault and I deserved it. Why I left, I realized he was a liar. So quite a few people responding. I think they had like 45,000 people respond to the hashtags just in one day. Let us take a final call here from N-Word in Ash. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Go ahead.
Culture sickness Americana, you know, as we have an addictive... compulsive behavioral problem. That's, you know, that kind of identifies America. You know, we capitalize on everything, and instead of like really solving social issues, we're going to start up clinics. So now if you're an abused woman, you can go to a clinic and you know, pay somebody to make money from your problem.
All right.
You know?
So one of several responses we've heard today about the fact that we do seem to talk a lot about our issues in America and don't seem to do much about them. This wouldn't be the only issue we've mentioned that about. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for joining in to this Vince Day segment on the Jefferson Exchange.